In the summer of 72, the summer of Wings, WNO481 was chosen to become the 1972 Wings tour bus. It then carried Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney and their children, Heather, Mary and Stella McCartney, Wings members Denny Lane, Henry McCullough, Denny Sywell, their wives and girlfriends, to 25 concerts in 25 cities in 9 countries across Europe, racking up over 12,000 kilometres, 7,500 miles. Stay with us to find out how a seaside special open-top double-decker bus came to live the dream of rocking and rolling with the biggest music star in the world on this legendary family and band adventure.
If we're going to be in Europe in the summer, you know, going to places like south of France, you know, it's just silly to just be in some little box all day, gasping for air and stuff. So we came with this idea to have a open deck, you know, upper deck kind of thing. And we've got some mattresses up there, you know, so we can just cruise along. Fantastic. Just great, just lie around, you know, just to get the sun, you see.
I mean, we also worked with Paul McCartney. The same year, 72, Wings Over Europe did a 6-week tour of Europe. And John said to me, John Morris, that is, said, look, Paul wants to travel in a double-decker bus. So, could you talk him out of it, because all the other vehicles are top of the line Mercedes and the bus will never keep up with them. So I said, sure. So of course I met Paul and I didn't talk him out of it. I thought it was a fantastic idea and went away to get it together. And of course I had it painted up like a magical mystery tour. The guys that were painting it were still painting it as we drove down to the south of France to meet the band. So, you know, I let the guy, I think they did it deliberately so they could come for the ride.
I painted a mural for Keith Moon, drummer with The Who, in 71. 25 foot long, roughly. It was he lived in a 5-pyramid house, if you can work that one out. There was a big pyramid in the middle, and then another one stuck on each corner, and one of them was his bar. And it was in the bar that I done it. It was Marvel Comics. We need this bus painted. We wanted to do it like a bit Yellow Submarine-y, you know. It gelled from there. And originally we were supposed to have about 10 days to do it. And there was a timetable, but, well, we ended up with 4 days, basically, but all the same, we got it done. We done it. Felt great, because this was a Beatle, you know?
Yeah.
It felt great. Oh, wow, yeah, okay, we'll do that. We'll do a good job on it, you know? Looks great in the CV, doesn't it, you know? Basically, how to fill a bus up with large blocks of colour in peculiar shapes that are going to attract attention as it rolled along the road at 45 miles an hour. It's like a billboard, but it's a moving billboard. So you haven't got to be too finicky about tiny little bits and pieces. It's wham bam. Wow. Whoa, look at that. Oh, you know, one of those. Didn't meet him until Grand Hotel Toulon. First of all, on the second day, Tom somehow, I don't remember if he came down the garage or whatever, he said to me and Charlie, because it was our job, it was Charlie and I who took it on, and we then pulled in the rest of the crew, did you want a bonus? Do you want to come on the tour for a while? He said, there might be little fiddly things that need to be done. I don't know. He said, I don't know. He said, but if you got a passport, do you want to come? We're leaving tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Brilliant. Bonus. and I was quite, that's why I was quite excited when somebody found it, you know. And this whole thing is, it was something in its time, wasn't it, you know? But it was good. It's largely with the benefit of hindsight that the story's blowing up.
And there you are with an open top bus driving down, what is it, Route 7 or something?
As
you head down towards the South Island.
People's eyes hanging out on stalks as they drove past.
At 45 miles an hour,
yeah,
maximum.
45 in the Porsches, were doing a lot more. Even the lorries were overtaking you, you know. But as soon as they, I mean, it had the name of the band on the back, it had a black and silver W, flying W on the back, and underneath, nicely signwritten, Paul and Linda McCartney, Denny Lane, Henry McCulloch, etc., 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 on the back of the bus. If you were behind the bus, you couldn't, it was right in front of you. Boom. And people were going, oh, Paul McCartney, oh, people.
I then met the band in Marseille with this bus, which they hadn't seen since Paul and I had talked about it, and of course I'd gone one farther and got an open top bus, and I put airplane seats in the ground floor and really good sound system and bunks for the kids, which would include Stella McCartney, and on the top floor I took all the seats out and made the whole thing mattress and cushions. It was like a hippie heaven the Yellow Submarine type feel. They'd had a really rough journey. The plane was delayed and God knows what, everything was wrong, and suddenly this bus arrived.
Oh, I thought, great. Yeah, what a nice way to go around the south of France, you know, especially, you know. I had no idea that it would only go 35 miles an hour, though. The paint job, I mean, people used to come by us on the motorways and everything, and they would just freak out when they... It had our names on the back of the bus and everything. It was quite a trip, you know. It was really... a lot of people just made... They made a big fuss over seeing that. And, you know, we pulled into the Cap d'Antibes in at the Eden Rock Hotel, probably one of the most expensive hotels in the world.
Yeah.
I could just see that bus pulling in there next to all of the fancy cars in the parking lot, and here's this hippie bus, you know, a bunch of crazy guys jumping all around, taking weird pictures and stuff. And it was a fun tour. You know, we had wives and kids with us and stuff, and an image of the Beatles that nobody wanted to be drunk or high either. You know, we thought it was very important that we gave our best performances, because we knew we were going to be judged to the last time they saw the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
There were several tables, and there was like a couple of bunk beds in the back. They were probably there for the kids. They weren't for any of the band members. I mean, we just got on the bus and made our next destination. And I remember there were several times where if we had to go like 150, 200 miles between cities, it would take, you know, at 35 miles an hour, it would take quite a while. And there were times where the promoter at the other end would send some BMWs out on the motorway to pick us up and rush us to the venue so we got there in time to start the concert. I remember once in Germany, there was a BMWs, five lime green BMWs showed up on the motorway. We got off the bus. We each got into one of these lime green BMWs and did like 150 miles an hour into the venue. The paint job was just lovely. I mean, we still have all of the pictures, and, you know, we'd always take some pictures here and there. And those were such formative years, you know. I mean, they were very profound in many ways as far as my life went, you know, as going from a top session guy to becoming a band guy and perform, being part of a band called Wings. And that bus was a big part of it, because the European tour was, that was our breaking out. That was the other stuff before that was nice, but this was saying, okay, we're ready now. And we had put a lot of hard work into becoming a real band.
After the tour in October 1972, Paul McCartney recorded tracks for the upcoming Red Rose Speedway album featuring the classic song My Love. During the same sessions, they recorded Live and Let Die. In June 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings released the first James Bond theme song to be nominated for an Oscar, Live and Let Die. A year later, in 1974, it was nominated for a Grammy. By 1976, Paul McCartney had written and performed his way back to the pinnacle of stadium rock, and the 1972 Wings tour bus WNO481 had played its part with the biggest pop rock star in the world. When Paul McCartney gave WNO481 its wings, he created a legend of rock and road. WNO481, Paul McCartney's 1972 Wings tour bus.